KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
NSFAS is calling on student accommodation providers with outstanding claims to submit their lists for processing. It's after the Private Student Housing Association, who house 80,000 students across the country, said they're owed 44 million rand by the scheme.
The NSFAS administrator calls upon the PSHA to furnish NSFAS with the list of affected APs and students so that the situation can be immediately resolved.
The associations threatened to block returning students if payments aren't made within 2 weeks. NSFAS says its administrator, Freeman Nomvalo, has since engaged with the body over the issue. Spokesperson Ishmael Nisi.
Payments of student accommodation will only be finalized upon receipt of the legitimate claims. NSFAS will validate the list and process payments of legitimate claims which might not have been paid through institutions and NSFAS payment service providers. NSFAS is implementing measures to ensure certainty and clarity about claims and disbursement.
The expropriation bill could soon be challenged in court. President Cyril Ramaphosa signed it into law yesterday, setting out how land can be expropriated in the public interest. According to the Act, authorities must negotiate with property owners and use mediation or courts to resolve disputes. The presidency says the bill aims to promote inclusive and equitable access to resources. The DA's Willie Orkamp says they've already begun consultations with their legal team.
While the DA recognizes that the Constitution allows for acts of redress and restitution, including land reform, we have serious reservations about the procedure as well as important substantive aspects of the bill.
AfriForum's Ernst van Zyl says they're also opposed to the act.
The Government of National Unity has declared war on private property owners in South Africa. AfriForum vows to launch substantial legal action to protect property owners in the event that they are targeted by the government for expropriation without compensation.
In the UK, there are calls to amend the law so whole life sentences can be imposed on under-18s who commit atrocities. It follows the sentence given to the teenager who killed three young girls in Southport last July. It was handed down by Judge Justice Goose yesterday.
He will serve almost the whole of his life in custody. I consider at this time that it is likely he will never be released and that he will be in custody for all his life.
Axel Rudakubana has been jailed for a minimum of 52 years and wasn't given a full life term because he was 17 at the time of the attack. Labour MP for Southport, Patrick Hurley, says there's a strong case for amending the law.
This was an adult in all but name. He was 9 days short of his 18th birthday. And exceptional circumstances demand an exception to the law. We do need to look again to see what can be done.
The clips played were courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front back home, Durban is a high of 28 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 32.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bet Sharks welcome back a couple of players for their clash against Cardiff in the United Rugby Championships. Durban Supergiants face more defeat as Parle Royal cement their place at the top of the SA 20 logs. And Madison Keys closes in on an Australian Open final against Aryna Sabalenka.